Look at how sneaky this was done, and beautifully presented, very clever, and that was done by Premier Beattie. Now, this is I'm going to read to you from Hansard, 9th of November, 2001, and it starts on page 3715. He goes, Mr. Speaker, I move that this bill be now read a second time. Not one bill for the Constitution, bills, plural. Now, they've done something here that you didn't know and they didn't ask you. I move that the bill be read for a second time. Today is a historic day for Queensland. It represents a significant milestone of which this Parliament can be rightly proud, he says. It is with pleasure that I introduce the Constitution of 2001. What has happened to our Constitution right up before 2001? You weren't told what they did. I wasn't told. There was no referendum, and they didn't ask you to do anything.
So what they basically do, they sneak off to the printer at night, write it out again and say to Parliament, gee, isn't it a wonderful day? Look at our new Constitution.
They've done a little bit better than that. Apart from getting an Act through Parliament would give them the right to reprint. Yes, they got the Act through Parliament to reprint, but they didn't get the Act through Parliament to make changes without a referendum, without asking the people, and without telling the people. They did not get that right. Now, here it says, this is Beattie speaking, but this act is much more, he says. It is fundamental law of Queensland that underpins our system of government. The only thing that underpins the system of government was the Magna Carta. That's what we had. And the laws of the Magna Carta gave you and I the legal rights to our land, to our property. They've all gone. That's been taken away in this act of these governments. He says here, this is talking about the new constitution, the entities it provides for, look what it does, it's not just the people, it includes this parliament, the Supreme Court, the district courts of this state, and the system of local government. Now this has only come about because of Agenda 21, the New World Order. He says that we now in Queensland, the office holders under this act include the governor. The governor is supposed to be with the Queen of Queensland, the governor of Queensland. The ministers of the Crown and the judges. The judges in the judiciary, the Supreme Court, the district court, they were to be separate from, a separate power, separate from the Legislative Council. They're no longer separate. Now what does this mean to the local bloke? You and me in the street, this means that you've got, they can make a law tonight to change whatever they want, and in the morning when you get out of bed, there's a law that you were acting on yesterday that's no longer a law acting on you yesterday. In the old system, it would have taken 6 weeks, 7 weeks, it might have taken 3 months, even a year to get law changed. Not anymore. With this total power, the same as what Hitler had, they can make a law tonight, it's enacted tomorrow morning, and you don't even know they did it and they didn't ask you. That's the difference of what we are under now.
So even if you were the mayor, you'd have no...
And I'm glad you asked that question, because the way they've done it, with total power, the CEO of the state government of Queensland has total power over the judges, over the magistrates, over the police, over the mayor of a town, over the elected councillors, over everything they do. The CEO now has total corporate power over everything in our lives.
And what's the point of having council elections if we don't have any powers anywhere? What's going on here?
You're quite right, because as a matter of fact, that is why the councillors here on the Gold Coast said to me the other day, they said, if we don't do as we're told, we can get the sack. Could you believe that? We elect these people to go in and to do what we want, but that's not the way it's happening now. The people that we elected to do what we want are now doing not only what the state government wants, but what the Agenda 21 New World Order has told them.
Everyone's just become a mouthpiece.
That's right. And everybody is now a puppet under this total power, and that's what it's done to our way of life. We are on the brink of losing our way of life. We're on the brink of losing our state, everything that we've ever fought for, everything that we've treasured. We're on the brink of losing it. Let me show you something here. He says here, now Beattie's talking. Our identity as a sovereign state, the democratic ideals in which our state is built, rests on our constitution, Not anymore. It rests only on what he says. The introduction of these bills, plural, gives all of us as members of this House and democratically elected representatives of the people of Queensland the opportunity to reaffirm the democratic ideals that underpin our system of government. It also provides us with an important opportunity to make this fundamental law broadly accessible to its citizens. What a load of lies that is. He's taken away our rights, not given us more rights. He's taken it away. And it sounded so good that our colleagues and our politicians put their hand up and said, okay, Mr. Premier, we'll vote for it. Now, the Constitution of Queensland 2001 represents for the first time in our history that a... Now, through the legislature, it'll be done through the legislature. Before, it was done by the legislation passed by the Constitutional Act in 1867 by the colonial legislation. More than that, by bringing substantially all our constitutional legislation into the one act and by presenting it in modern language like that, sounds good, doesn't it? This Parliament will be making our constitution more accessible and easier for all to understand. All more to understand, I tell you what it's made, it's making sure that you no longer have anything like what our original constitution gave us the rights to,
so The new world order successfully worded some sort of law that everyone swallowed and they all think it's a good thing. Yeah.
The new world order is about making every country a republic, because without making it a republic, they can't bring in their total globalised laws. They have to get rid of the old. You've got to realise that our law, our Magna Carta, our Westminster system, our judicial system, which was based on the old law in the Bible, the Ten Commandment law, that was our common law right. Now they've got to get rid of that, and they want to bring in the new laws. They can't do it without either turning us into a republic, because under the constitution that we had from the monarchy, that was our protection. They want to get rid of that. They know they've got to get rid of that before they bring in their draconian laws. I might add, their draconian laws are already in. It's only a matter of a proclamation as to when they start. Look at this with me. The report to Parliament by the Legal, Constitutional and Administrative Review Committee, that's when we mentioned the LCARC, that's their own little body, recommends a new constitution embodying changes to these protected entrenched sections. The protected entrenched sections that they say they'll have to chuck out and amend are those sections of the Constitution that have protected our rights. And they're the rights that they've taken away because they have rewritten the Constitution to get rid of them. These unauthorised changes were made in the Australian Act in 1986. Now I'll put there, it must be reversed. That has to be repealed, because those changes that were made in 1986 are not only illegal, that is treason. It's touching on sedition. The entrenched sections, 11A, 11B and 14, have been unlawfully altered by the invalid Australian Act so as to remove the Queen's authority over the Governor and make the royal checks and balances ineffective against the excesses and lawlessness of government. In other words, you can't today charge the government with treason because they took it out of the books, no longer statute. You can't say that they've done something illegal because what they do is, according to their new laws, is always going to be legal.
So
even if they've got to change the law tonight.
So they could come along, take your land, take your business, do whatever they like.
That's right. And these changes were made without the people's consent under Section 53. Now, if you go into the original Constitution and have a look at Section 53, you will find that provided for you and me, always have a referendum before they make any changes to our Constitution, and they've got to at least tell us what they're doing. They've done both. They don't tell us, and they did not ask for a referendum. Did you ever hear of a referendum to make these...